The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Questions, go to vomradio.net.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com.
I have some good news for you. Researchers are teaching rats how to drive. I kid you not. In Virginia, no less. You say, ha-ha, I see them out on the road every day. No. These aren't human rats. Hey, welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We get to talk about things going on. And stuff is going on, right? Yes, I'm telling you the truth. UPI story. Researchers in Virginia say they've trained rats to drive tiny cars. To what end? Well, to learn the activity. To learn that the activity is a means of stress relief for the rodents. Now, that seems to be counterintuitive on its face. I can't imagine going out for a ride on the Virginia highways or anywhere in the DMV and finding that to be a means of stress relief. Anyway, the scientists at University of Richmond's Lambert Behavioral Neuroscience Laboratory said they trained two groups of rats to operate the, quote, rat-operated vehicle, or ROV, if you will, which works by having the rats push down on a copper bar that propels the tiny vehicle forward. And the rats, oh, this is fitting, the rats were rewarded with Fruit Loop cereal when they drove to the end of the enclosure. So if you get home tonight safe and sound off the Beltway or anywhere in the DMV, your wife or husband or loved one will give you a bowl of Fruit Loops. How's that? That ought to help your stress. Kelly Lambert, head of the laboratory, lead author of the story, said the group of rats raised in an enriched environment with toys and ladders were better able to drive than the group of rats raised in just a plain old lab cage. She said the rats with more activities had greater neuroplasticity. Of course, that's the ability of their brains to grow and change over time due to having more stimulation. Well, that makes sense on its face, I guess. See, that's where boredom, you cannot let boredom set in. Don't just sit there, do something. Lambert said researchers analyzed the rats' droppings and found both groups of rodents had an increase in hormones that control stress responses. Isn't this scintillating? I mean, my producer is just riveted. Anything but. She said that, not my producer, but the research person here, Kelly Lambert, said the task apparently increased the emotional resilience of the animals. And could have implications for humans. This is the part I wanted to see, the app. What is the human app here? It's likely that driving gives the rats a sense of control over their environment. And she says in humans, we would say it enhances a sense of agency or self-efficacy. Well, maybe that's why it's so tough to get us Americans out of our cars, right? Maybe that's it. We like the sense of control and self-efficiency. I don't know why she had to use the word self-efficacy, but the same thing. Lambert said the study could have implications for how researchers approach depression or other mental illnesses in humans. Anything that reduces stress can build resilience against the onslaught of mental illness, she said. Well, no argument there, but I'm still, of course, I'm no scientist by a long shot on these matters, or others for that matter, but it seems counterintuitive that you'd get behind a wheel, even as a rat, and get relaxed. But we want to keep you on the cutting edge of stuff, folks. That's what we do here. Hey, this is one of those, can you believe this and would you do it? That's really where I'd categorize this. Would you do this? A worker at an Indiana resale shop discovered $7,000 in the pocket of a jacket and took the time and was able to track down the rightful owner of the cash. Jennifer Kims, who works at Plato's Closet Valparaiso, said she was examining a jacket recently brought into the store, found something in the pocket. When I put my hand in the pocket, I felt something, pulled the money out, made me panic a little bit. So I put it back in the pocket for a second, and then I took it back out of the pocket and ran over, put it in the cash register, and immediately called the store's owner. She said, discovery extremely unusual. She's told the television station, you find some gum or a picture or maybe a grocery list at $7,000. Her boss was able to help her identify and connect with the former owner, who had forgotten where the money had been stashed. And the owner says, extremely overwhelmingly grateful, I would think. I didn't see any reward here, but nonetheless, she did the right thing, right? Hey, folks, I get these emails occasionally from our dear friend and a great pastor minister, Tony Evans, and many of you already know his wife, Lois, is battling cancer. And this is a piece that came out just yesterday, I believe. Some of you have already gotten this if you're on their mailing list. Dear friends of the ministry, greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to update our ministry friends and partners regarding my wife's medical condition. Lois spent all of last week in the hospital due to severe pain related to her biliary cancer. The doctors were able to manage the pain, and they released her from the hospital for home care. Yet, even though chemotherapy and radiation are no longer options, we still have total confidence in our God's ability to supernaturally intervene and do what man is unable to do. Our prayers are full of faith, hope, and expectancy. We would appreciate you praying with that same spirit. While we wait on our miracle, Lois is continuing with natural therapies, supplemental treatments, and is surrounded 24/7 with the love of her nuclear and extended family, as well as the support of our church and national ministry. And Pastor Tony writes, thank you for your concern and prayers for us during this time of our fiery trial. We know God is still on the throne, and our faith is in him and in his word, and his love for us has not wavered in the least. God bless you, and thank you again for your support of me, my wife, our family, and the ministry of the Urban Alternative. So I want to pass that along. Many of you I know are already aware and have been praying, and we just encourage you to continue to do so. Stay with us. We have more here on this edition of the show coming right up. Matter of fact, when we come back, do I have my figures right? Is it Ken next? Yes, we do. I've checked with my producer on everything. I'll tell you, what time is it? Where am I? What day is it? Ken Cuccinelli, we had a wonderful conversation with the acting director of USCIS, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, in an earlier hour about immigration challenges and solutions. We're going to share that with you coming right up.
On Friday, November 8th, the Renaissance Leadership Network is excited to welcome Nathan Art to discuss financing your dream. Nathan is the principal and founder of Ministry Solutions. With experience from his successful career in banking and private equity, he creates expert financial strategies that free up capital for his clients, allowing them to expand and advance their vision. Over the past 2 years, Ministry Solutions has worked with 16 of the top 100 fastest-growing churches in America. And in just 7 years, Nathan has grown a small one-man shop into a mid-sized consulting firm with over $600 million in successful locally funded and managed projects. At RLN, we provide access to the world's top leaders and experts who give you in-demand coaching and information that leads to measurable results. So whether you lead in church, business, or otherwise, register today at rlnleadership.com. Don't miss this session. That's rlnleadership.com.
So my best friend was upstairs tucking his kids in bed last week when he heard a shrieking scream from his wife. He flew down the stairs, worried something serious had happened, and found his wife literally laying across their kitchen island, fear etched across her face, and pointing to the corner of the room, where he saw the cutest, littlest mouse. Hey, it's Ryan, and the reality is, little things can often pack a big old punch, and we think our faith and family mortgage team is the same way. We're pretty small. Just a couple dozen people. But when it comes to saving you money and stress, we have a mighty mouse in our corner. Our small family team is an arm of a bigger parent company, which allows us to be a direct lender, which is an advantage that often allows us to get WAVA listeners a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you have to pay before closing.
Nice!
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
This is Michael Medved at MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. On the day after the bold and successful American raid that killed the world's most wanted terrorist, the Washington Post ran an instantly infamous headline. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious scholar at helm of Islamic State, dies at 48. The obituary featured a deceptively genial photo of the purported religious scholar resembling a kindly Islamic Santa Claus, and the headline gave no hint that his death, like his life, had been unspeakably violent. Pursued by American raiders, he exploded a suicide vest that also claimed three children. The Post later changed the headline to read, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, extremist leader of the Islamic State, dies at 48. But the term extremist still fails to capture the hideous cruelty of prolonged torture, mass rape, enslavement, and genocidal murder associated with this lamented monster. On occasion, significant slip-ups make the bias and blindness of the nation's prestige press not just obvious, but undeniable.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, perhaps one of the longest and most entrenched problems facing our nation, and we do have a pile of them, don't we? In terms of our national security and even the individual safety of our citizens as a nation, I think it's in the area of the country's immigration policies. In any event, we have an expert to join us to talk about some of the challenges that we're facing in that regard, as well as some workable solutions that need to be adopted. Ken Cuccinelli, as you know, is the acting director of USCIS, the Department of Homeland Security's U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And you know as well, he served as Virginia's Attorney General from 2010 to 2014, leading Virginia, by the way, from being one of the worst states in fighting human trafficking to becoming one of the best, as well as leading efforts resulting in record enforcement against gangs, healthcare fraud, child predators, and so forth. He also served, by the way, in the Senate in Virginia at the state level for about 8 years from 2002 to 2010, and, of course, has had great experience in practicing law for about a quarter of a century now. Ken, it's an honor to welcome you once again to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, good to be with you, Don.
It seems to me that from sanctuary cities to the unresolved crisis on the southern border, to U.S. asylum laws being abused by illegals, I think your department has a pretty full plate. In fact, maybe
that's true. We think so too.
Yeah, I bet you do. Well, start with whichever one you want to address first. Sanctuary cities, for example. I think this is stuck in the craw of a lot of American people who see our laws just totally disrespected by government officials at the local and state level. It should never happen. Tell us what the situation is with those.
Yeah, I think that is the widely held view. It's certainly what I encounter, and that is quite simply that there's an expectation among Americans, quite reasonable, that law enforcement agents, local, state, and federal, are going to work together, period. And that is without regard to political discussions. And therein lies the problem. And sanctuary cities and the various shades of it are a situation where politics pollutes policing. It invades law enforcement relationships because the political powers that be tell law enforcement that works for them, for instance, a county police department or a city police department, you will not cooperate with this agency. Usually that is ICE. Some of them are getting more expansive than that. And the result of that is criminals that victimize people in our communities stay on the streets. I mean, it isn't even hypothetical. This is well established. There's tragic example after example of criminals who ICE sought to deport that were harbored and protected by sanctuary cities. That means these are preventable crimes. It isn't like we're talking about a lower crime rate. And you and I some time ago talked about criminal justice reform, Don, but that's not where we're at with this discussion. These are literal preventable crimes that should have never happened. And I would just note that the usual defense is, well, we want these communities to be comfortable working with and talking to the police. Well, let me be really clear, borrowing from my criminal justice reform information. Statistically speaking, when you have a white criminal, the odds are highest that you will be seeing white crime victims. When you have a black criminal, black crime victims, Hispanic criminal, Hispanic crime victims, Asian criminal, Asian crime victims. That is just the most likely statistical outcome. There's nothing racialist about that. That's just statistical observation. So the reality of that is, in this sanctuary city context, is that the people being victimized by these typically violent criminals that ICE is trying to take off the street are the immigrant communities that those on the extreme left say they want to make feel comfortable. Instead, they're exposing them to danger, predation, violence, and exploitation.
And what is the risk for the ICE officers themselves? As I understand it, the cities can limit the kind of support they get, and it must put them in a greater danger as well, does it not?
Yes, the way and look, ICE officers are just police officers who are federal, who enforce particular laws, like DEA agents are drug enforcement agents. They deal with the drug laws. ICE officers are police officers, just the same, professional, trained, high-quality officers who care about doing their job, and they're enforcing the laws Congress put on the books. One of the more ridiculous things here, Don, is to watch congressmen and women squawk about ICE enforcing the laws, but they don't put in bills to change the laws. They just scream and yell about ICE enforcing them as if they have no responsibility here. And it is disruptive and disrespectful of ICE officers who are professionals protecting all the rest of us. It is putting them at risk. Their job is more dangerous when they cannot count on local support. So when Chicago's police department is ordered by their political overseers on the city council and the mayor and so forth to turn and walk the other way when ICE calls for help or backup just to maintain safety, they are inviting violence and danger that need not exist. And statistically, it's going to happen. And people are going to suffer. Law enforcement agents are going to suffer. And you're going to have more of these incidents. Instead of people simply being exchanged in custody, for instance, in a local jail, they're going to have to be found and apprehended on the street. Well, which one sounds safer to you?
Yeah. In that regard, before we go to the border, go south to the border, if you will, to what extent can the federal government put pressure on these various cities to refuse to be or change from being sanctuary cities?
So it's important for people to remember the 10th Amendment is alive and well here. The federal government cannot compel by order states or localities to perform functions for the federal government, including law enforcement functions. The breakdown here is that all these law enforcement agencies, including federal, have all always just supported each other as a matter of professional culture. And because they all understand that it makes them all safer to have that support in place. So federal government can't order it. However, if they ever had cooperation on appropriations, they could condition money going to localities on cooperation. That is well established in the law. But with a divided Congress doing so much combat with President Trump, that seems to be their main interest. It isn't in solving problems, particularly in the House. That it's hard to have any consensus build around that. And it's important for people to realize this used to be an area of consensus, and it wasn't that long ago, in the 90s and into the 2000s. It's the last 10 years or so that have seen the radical left try to turn immigration into really a tool to erase our borders, to change America in ways they believe are more globalistically favorable to them and their agenda, which is by and large a socialist agenda. And this is part of that agenda. That's what's going on here.
The issues with the border are far from resolved. We don't hear much about it because, as you already said, sadly, most of the media time is spent on beating up on Donald Trump and becoming the instrument for the radical left and the Democrats. What is the situation in the Southwest area, especially right now? Are we seeing any progress?
Don, we are seeing progress. We are still at crisis levels. We're just at less of a crisis right now. But the last full month, I want to say, was 54,000 apprehended border crossers. Note that that doesn't account for the people we don't catch. And if you multiply that out on an annual basis, it's well over 600,000 people. It's about 650,000 people a year. That is, by any measure, a crisis level of illegal migration. And we have got to keep pushing those numbers down, and we're taking steps. The president has been extremely aggressive in foreign relations with Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries. And when we say the Northern Triangle countries, we mean El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. I was with the foreign minister of El Salvador today as we advanced some additional agreements, again, built on the cornerstone of the president's international relations early in 2019, frankly, that he was bipartisanly attacked for, but they're working. We have better relations that are developing more constructively with Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador than in any time that I can remember in my years of government, which is almost 20 years off and on now. And so that's working. But we need to see a situation. I'll tell you our greatest threat to get in the way of improvement, Don, is activist judges on courts. This president has suffered more national injunctions than all presidents before him combined.
Wow.
That is not just a statistical anomaly. That indicates a core of judges that are willing to simply set aside the law and pursue their policy goals through the bench. And they have lifetime appointments. They can do a lot of damage, and they are doing a lot of damage. One of the things they're damaging is the reputation of courts as a neutral arbiter of our laws. And you and I have had other subjects other discussions where that subject has come up, and that's been a problem in other areas, but we've never seen it so bad as the last 2 years or so, 2.5 years. And, you know, while this president has done a great job appointing judges at the Court of Appeals and Supreme Court levels, and some on the district court, we still have some truly radical folks on the bench in fair numbers that that even when they issue orders, they don't just stick to the law. They make comments like, "This policy is abhorrent." Well, let's that's almost a quote, by the way, from one judge. Let's look at that kind of a comment. That is a policy comment.
Yep.
Whether you like or don't like a policy isn't supposed to matter to a judge. If you want to change policies, take off the robe, get off the bench, and run for office. That's not what we're dealing with.
I hear you. And there are so many things this president has brought positively to us as a nation, despite, and on the American people, and this is only my own opinion, like your thoughts, I think the reality of what's happening is going to show up in 2020. The American people, in my view, are getting, even maybe people of a more moderate view, or even some Democrats even, they're fed up with all of this, and I think we may see that reflected in the election. What do you think?
Well, certainly we're seeing policy proposals advanced in the public arena today that we would have never imagined possible only a few years ago. I mean, the degree of radicalization on the policy level is pretty extraordinary, and I believe that if and when Americans pay close attention to what's being proposed, again, on a policy level, it isn't hard to figure out the consequences of some of this radicalization. And sanctuary cities are the tip of the iceberg. There's also the displacement of American workers, the driving down of wages, all in addition to making communities less safe. And just as a matter of simple respect for the dignity of all human beings, that includes communities that include illegal aliens. You know, it doesn't make sense to harbor violent criminals, and yet that's what's going on with these sanctuary cities and counties. I mean, where you and I live in Fairfax County made news last month doing it all around D.C., PG County, MS-13 members who were deportable and should have been deported, killing a 14-year-old girl, 9 sexual assaults in 9 weeks in Montgomery County, Maryland. These are 3 of the counties that surround Washington, D.C., for your listeners, and all of them have suffered from these sorts of sanctuary policies.
Well, we appreciate your work and that of your agency and all the folks that are working on our behalf. Hope we can talk again about this soon, but thank you very much, Ken.
Good to be with you.
Ken Cuccinelli, Acting Director of USCIS, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Their website is uscis.gov, uscis.gov. You can check their work out there as well.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What is my family pick of the week? Well, pickings are definitely slim, but there is a new animated film with an impressive voice cast led by Jeremy Renner. It's the animated Arctic Dogs, about Swifty the Arctic Fox, who works in the mailroom but yearns to become a top dog, which is the Arctic Star Husky. This cute film may be a better renter if you want to save some box office money, but if you have to get the kids out of the house, it is a pretty decent option. Again, it's called Arctic Dogs, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Were you promised your home would sell, it didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call would be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
It's never easy to be homeless, but when you add in Thanksgiving and the uncertainty of a meal, it's even worse. But when someone like Cindy comes to Central Union Mission, it can all be taken away.
Out here, I'm losing my faith. But during the holidays, you know, they say how we're appreciated. And I say, no, you guys are the blessings.
So make sure Thanksgiving meals are available at Central Union Mission by giving a gift today at missiondc.org. Don't forget the mission in your CFC contributions.
This traffic update is sponsored by Indeed.com. In Riverdale, Prince George's County, there's a crash reported westbound on Route 410 at Riverdale Road. In Lanham, meanwhile, watch out for a crash on Martin Luther King Jr. Highway at the intersection with Boston Way and Parliament Place. Also in Fairfax, there's a crash still working westbound on Braddock Road at the Fairfax County Parkway. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Ron Balsarek with traffic on WAVA.
Mild tonight with periods of rain, low 63. Tomorrow, rain tapering off to a spotty shower. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm by 77. Periods of rain, some heavy into thunderstorm tomorrow evening. Any storm could produce damaging winds. Breezy and much colder late tomorrow night, low 47. Sunshine, breezy, and cool Friday, high 57. Mostly sunny Saturday, high 57. The AccuWeather with the forecast. This is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. You are making a difference with your gifts to the Bible League. We are closing in on our goal of nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word. Now, I know many of you on a regular basis are praying for the suffering church. You're also raising your voice in advocacy, perhaps with our own government, State Department, embassies, etc., all of which are so important and so needed, and that's really what we often encourage you to do. But on an occasion like this, we say we can do more than that, and it's so simple. A gift of a few dollars will put a Bible in the hands of one of these suffering Christians who desperately want the Word of God. I cannot imagine trying to live my life here in the freedom of the West without a Bible. I really can't. I can't imagine what my life would be like without the influence of the Word of God that I've had total access to my entire life, and I know many of you have as well. Not everyone, but most of us here have had that privilege, have had that luxury, if you will. So unless you've come from one of these other countries, and I know some of you as listeners have, you have loved ones perhaps in these countries, you know far better than I the reality of what we're talking about. But having said that, there must come, and I believe this is one of the things that's heavy on the heart of God right now, there must come a closing of the gap between the church in the West, the church in freedom, and the church under adversity in so many of these countries. And one of the ways we can do it, in addition to what we've already said, yes, pray, advocate, write letters, make phone calls, whatever you can do in that regard for specific cases especially, sign petitions. We've been encouraging you to do that recently. But This is something that every single person can do and know that what you do is going to have an influence. I want you to hear that. You may say, well, I've written a letter to the embassy. I have no idea if they'll ever see it. I've signed a petition. I'm hoping that, in fact, it will get to the right people. I've contacted my senator, my congressman, my member of Congress, or the White House itself, whatever, State Department, all these important agencies. I've done that, but I really don't have any feedback as to whether my investment of my time or my voice or whatever really reached the right people or made a difference. That will not be the case with a Bible that you give. I guarantee you that because God himself has promised. In fact, he said in the scripture, I watch over my word. And we know, many of us can quote the words that God himself has said. My word will not return to me empty or void or not having accomplished its purpose for which I sent it. So God watches over his word. God watches over every single one of those Bibles you've been giving. I can't say that too emphatically. I feel quite safe theologically and otherwise in saying God recognizes what you're doing, and he sees it as an investment that will have eternal consequences. It will not return void. And I want to thank some folks who've been doing that, but we also need to hear from others of you as well. We still need, at this moment, 1,441 more Bibles to reach our threshold goal of 6,720 Bibles. That's why I keep saying it's almost 7,000. I'd be delighted in a couple of days, and we only have a couple of days left, to be able to get on the microphone here and say, hey, you've done it. You've put us up over the top. But it won't happen unless some more of you do what so many have been doing. And I want to say some thank yous. Justin in La Plata gave, 4 Bibles. I think that was yesterday. Thank you, Justin. $20 gift. Edwina in Hyattsville called with a $500 gift. Alan in Lorton, Virginia, $80. Susan in Hollywood, Maryland, $30. Meredith in Potomac, Maryland, $50. Those are some of the call center gifts that have come in most recently. And then on the web, WAVA.com, Kimberly, Arlington, Virginia, another $500 gift, $50 from Craig and Cheverly, and Nicholas in Alexandria, $50. So that's put us to where we are right now, 1,441 copies of the Bible that we still need. And I'm asking you, because we have, as I've already said, just a couple of days left. This all wraps up by the end of the month, and we need to get the job done, need to get these Bibles out. And realize that whatever you give, if it's $5 or $50 or $100 or $200 or $500, it's all going to have an eternal consequence because God watches over his word. He said so himself. He's promised it will accomplish the purposes for which he is using you to send it. We'll come back with more in a moment, but make that call, would you? Here's the number. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. You want to go online? You'll see the banner. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Click on that. Make your gift there as well. Anything you can do will help.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. stocks managed very modest gains, rising slightly following word that the Federal Reserve decided to cut interest rates by another quarter point. The Dow Industrials rose 115 points, the Nasdaq Composite moved up 27, and the S&P 500 added 9 points. A big gainer today, Mattel, stock of which leaped nearly 14%. The toy maker late yesterday posted much better than expected third quarter earnings amid strong sales of Barbie and Korean pop band BTS dolls. Alex Trebek is hoping to help raise awareness about pancreatic cancer. The 79-year-old Jeopardy host, who announced his personal battle with the disease last March, has a minute-long public service announcement that's been posted to the World Pancreatic Cancer Day YouTube page.
I wish I had known sooner that the persistent stomach pain I experienced prior to my diagnosis was a symptom of pancreatic cancer.
Trebek encouraged listeners to participate in the fight by wearing purple this month. World Pancreatic Cancer Day is November 21st. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent
me to... If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair.
And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off.
Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he chose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
That's Yazan from, he's speaking about the Middle East and from the Middle East. And he says that pastor could have had his freedom if he had denied Christ. Well, of course, we know time and time and time again, that's the choice they're given. Pastors and parishioners, children, teenagers, adults, all of them facing the same crisis. And to my knowledge, very few, if any, have turned their back on the Lord. I've never really heard of anybody who said, nah, it's not worth it. Time and again, we hear these incredible stories of how they have stood by their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, even in the face of death itself. But I tell you what, they'd be the first to tell us that they cannot do this without the strength of God's word and the strength of the prayers that you are praying on their behalf and the chance to just receive the gospel, the strength of the gospel itself.
Their financial investment in the Bible League made the gospel available even in the area of conflict in the Middle East. I was in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, to present the gospel. We are heading to Syria this year, to Syria, to present the gospel and to sharing the salvation of Jesus Christ and what he's did to save us. So your financial support to the Bible League will make sure this work continues.
Now, here's a brother who, while everybody else, I'm sure, would like to get out of Syria, stay away from Syria, he is saying we're going into Syria, even though no doubt it involves risk and danger for them because there are people there who need the gospel. And that's the kinds of people, that is the sort of people with whom the Bible League is partnering and has been for 88 years. So that's why we're honored to partner as a radio station and as a show and with all of you joining us with such a great enterprise, such a great effort. And we just need another roughly 1,440 Bibles to wrap up this campaign and make sure that we're able to minister to the needs of those who are so hungry for the gospel. I want to thank you again for what you've done so far. You've moved us wonderfully forward. I think we're at about, 76? Yeah, almost 77% of our goal, but we only have a couple of days left to wrap the campaign up. So that's why we're really coming back to it time and time again. We try to balance it with some other things here on the show, but bottom line is we don't want to have to end the month and say, I'm sorry, we couldn't get it quite done. We want to go over the top because of what we're talking about. We're talking about the Word of God. We're talking about people who are depending on us. So whether you have $5 to give or $500, and we could use some of both, if you will, I'm asking you to make that call at 800-YES-WORD. Again, that's 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. And again, every dollar you give is going probably up to 90, I think it's the ratio or the margin is about 94%, 94 cents out of every dollar you're giving is going right to the cause of providing these Bibles. Obviously, any ministry needs a small margin of overhead, but that is one of the smallest among this sort of these sorts of ministry, as you know. So your call is a wise investment when you call 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com.
Do you wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God but don't know where to begin? I've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, in one of 8 degree programs at Dallas Theological Seminary's DC campus. DTSDC is designed for busy adults. Our hybrid model combines online lectures with on-campus sessions, so a typical class only requires 3 Saturdays per semester. So there's no need to uproot your life in order to go to seminary. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we're also more affordable. Right now, DTS is offering a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to everyone who starts this spring. That's $1,000 towards your first class at DTS. Join us for Seminary Preview Day on Saturday, November 9th. During our preview day, you can visit a class, meet current students, and eat lunch with the faculty. If you would like to learn more about our DC campus, please visit dts.edu/WAVA.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea.
If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Now, there are islands that you have to fly 2 hours by plane from Manila, and you have to travel 6 hours by boat. Now, they have Bibles now, because one of the impact of the Project Philip program is among the mountains, what we call the Sierra Madre. You know, two pastors deep from the mountain. They had to rise up 3 a.m. and walk for 2 hours. And after that, they have to ride a banca across the river, along the river. But their banca is only a floating log of a coconut trunk. And they have to do that for an hour and then walk again for 3 hours just to get hold of those precious Bibles. And when they have those copies, they will return in the same way again to bring those Bibles to people whom they are ministering.
I know we've shared that clip a couple of times before, but it's always one of my favorites because this is a brother pastor, Pastor Romeo, especially you pastors out there listening and others in Christian leadership. Imagine having to do that. You leave at 3 o'clock in the morning, come out of the mountains, walk for 2 hours, get in a log boat, not a fancy canoe or even a well-made Western style means of transportation, whatever is a boat or what rowboat, but a hollowed out log. And then they get out of that. They do that for what? An hour. Then they walk 2 more hours. They get the Bibles and they reverse that whole trek just to bring some Bibles back to the folks to whom they're ministering. And you and I don't even have a frame of reference for that unless you happen to have grown up in a similar situation in one of the other countries. So I'm just trying to underscore, we get to do the easy part. Pick a phone up or take that cell phone or go online and make a few dollars gift. And in the process, we are putting in the literal hands of brothers like that. We're putting in their hands the Bibles that they are begging us for. But it can only happen when you make the call. So whether it's a $5 gift, a $50 gift, or whatever, let me tell you quickly, again, our goal remaining is 1,441 Bibles. If 15 of you will do what a couple of folks have done, for example, Edwina in Hyattsville and Kimberly in Arlington are two of the most recent $500 gifts. If 15 more of you will do that, this campaign is over. If 30 of you would do half of that and give a one-time gift of $250, for 50 Bibles, that will get us there. 58 of you giving $125. Yes, $125 for 25 Bibles. Or 72 of you giving a one-time gift of $100, and we've had a lot of those gifts. So grateful for those as well. That will get us where we need to be. I'm trying to break it down so that you can see how easily we can get the job done and do our part so that pastors like this brother who put their lives at risk to go get the Bibles that we provide, they will have something to retrieve and bring back to their villages and to the places where they minister because we've done our part. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673 is the number to call. Anything you can give, $50, $500, $1,000, $200, whatever. We need all of those and more. I often say just pick a number and call. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. Now, coming up next hour, Jeffrey Dean has written a powerful new book, Raising Successful Teens, How to Help Your Child Honor God and Live Wisely. He's going to join me coming up next hour.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.